Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini or Micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and do all that cool stuff at our website. And today's show, I'm so excited. We have a guest here. It's Jalen Ricks. He's the gay sexpert.
Hey there.
But not only we can talk about gay stuff, which we are.
Yeah, okay.
We can talk about everything.
Sure.
No holds barred today. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show, for joining us, for becoming Friends with Benefits members. We totally appreciate you and love you, our Friends with Benefits members, because you get four shows a week and a lot of other perks for being a Friends with Benefits member. And you can also call us and leave us a message anytime at 415-992-7392. We might play your messages on the air. Your questions, your comments, your concerns, whatever people have, we answer them.
Cool.
And also, I just have to, do you know about Tenga?
I've
masturbation
heard about
sleeves?
Yes.
For men?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
They are amazing.
I
don't have a penis.
Like a
I wish I had
top.
A penis so I could use Tengas.
Right.
Actually, it's better with my headsets on so I can hear this. Okay, so anyway, I was thinking because you don't have them on today and whatever. So, but I am going to. So, Tenga, they're these amazing. Because people think sex toys are just for women, but right. They're these masturbation sleeves they make.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't think that. But a lot of people do. Well, I'm sure you don't, because you're a sex expert.
Right,
He's the gay sex expert. So,
exactly.
So
Anyway,
I love sleeves, actually. Yes.
Tanga, yeah. You should come back to my office. I could give you some of these Tanga. So,
really?
If anyone wants to know more, they're amazing. They have the Tanga Flip Air. It's a sleek, lightweight toy with a unique air release switch. It closes around your penis, and then you can pump the air. It, like, releases air, and it sucks it out. I want a penis just to try out these toys. So,
I'll try it out and get back to you.
Yeah, you got, really?
Yeah,
you try
I'd
it out and try it for me? Okay.
Sure.
So, Tanga, you can check them out. T-E-N-G-A, you got to check them out, their website and all that stuff. Okay, so anyway, we love them.
Uh-huh.
And it's good to see you.
Good to be here.
How are you? Welcome
Great.
Back to the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God, it's so good. So, let's talk a little bit about you and what you do. So, your website is the gay sex, not the gaysexpert.com.
Right.
Which
right.
I
love. www.gaysexpert.com. Right.
Gentlemen.
And when I use that term, I mean, it's clever and I like it, but a lot of people think that that means I'm only specialized in gay sex, but
right.
that is not true.
That
I'm
is so not true. He's a sexologist. We went to the same school, which I haven't finished yet, but he,
yeah. Yeah. And, so, and I've been trained and educated in all forms of sexual practices.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Good.
So
you've been trained in all forms. Right. So we're going to talk about everything today, but there was something specific that you wanted to talk about.
Really?
We wanted to start. That we were about anal sex.
Right.
And straight men.
Right.
Because it's funny, on a show we just did a few days ago, Menace was talking about how he's like, why do I keep seeing in the media women with strap-ons? And I'm like, is it? He's like, all of a sudden he's seeing women with strap-ons.
Right.
A lot of straight men do like to be penetrated, and some mm-hmm. are afraid of it because
right.
they think that they'll mean that they're gay.
Right, right, right.
Or they just don't think there's any sensations there.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, and it's about the prostate.
It's about the prostate
in there.
Let's talk about it.
We don't get to get a lot of stimulation there because it's so far up in there, but it's a very tight muscle, and when you pee and when you ejaculate, that's the muscle that relaxes and allows for all that experience to happen. So to come in the back door and know where to find it, and be able to stimulate it, oh my gosh, it is very, very pleasurable.
So isn't it sad that legions of straight men are not
right.
experiencing it?
I think it is. And I know that to them, like if there's a strap-on, then they think it means that they want gay sex. But actually, it's not so much that it's a penis as much as it's a prostate stimulator.
Right.
Think of it that way, even though they kind of look like dicks. But, you know,
right, it's a prostate stimulator. And
right.
then men can have actual, like, what does it feel like?
I don't know.
That's like saying describe an orgasm, right?
It's like describing an orgasm, but I have to say it's a very deep orgasm. And I don't know if that makes – I mean, because I think women probably they kind of sense their orgasms much deeper
right.
on a regular basis anyway. But men, you know, usually it's the outside. You know,
right.
you stimulate your dick and, yeah, you feel it deeper down. But this is really deep. And that usually is kind of attractive. To feel a very, very deep orgasm. And a lot of men, when especially like their first times, when they get stimulated well on their prostate, they can come without even stimulating their shaft or anything.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. And Lord knows I did.
You did the first time?
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm older. I'm kind of used to it. So,
right,
you know,
right.
But it's always a very deep – because it's that muscle, just stimulating it feels like oftentimes for men an orgasm for men, not for women. Sorry.
Right.
But,
do have the clitoris though with thousands
right,
of nerve
exactly,
endings.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I kind of and that's why they kind of sometimes call that the men's G spot because it's hard to get to. You kind of know where it is, but you know you think that. But once you touch it, you know, once you push that button, you're like, yes, that's the spot, and it's really really.
So
nice.
Why don't straight men understand this?
Well, you know, there's a lot more straight men.
That don't talk about it.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. That have experimented a little, put something up there. Please no, like, glass or anything like that that could break or anything
No
like
glass,
that.
Right.
But,
what would you suggest then for a man who's starting out and wants to explore his prostate?
Go get a
How
toy.
Would you start?
Go get
what
a
if
toy.
He doesn't have a partner or whatever? Get a toy? What kind
of
toy?
Yeah. Like any kind of dildo that I especially – there are some out now that are specifically shaped – to kind of stimulate your prostate so that once you put it in, you know, and they're really thin, so it's not like this giant, you know, fire hydrant or anything.
Right, it's
but
not
scary.
But
once you put it in and you squeeze your sphincter, it'll kind of tap the prostate.
Oh,
and
okay.
And so then when you actually come, you know, your sphincter kind of contracts too. You have all those spasms and it taps the prostate. Yeah, and
it's amazing.
Really, I don't know offhand what they're called, but it'll say specifically
male prostate. You can
yeah,
go
exactly.
to adamandeve.com, which is one of our sponsors. If you go to adamandeve.com, you put
Coupon code Emily at checkout. You get 50% off most items, 50%? Three adult DVDs, nice. And a free gift, and free shipping. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.